Act 2. Page 27. At rise of curtain, it is only a second or two later, the jurors are all in the same positions as they were at the end of Act 1. 3. After a brief pause. All right, who did it? What idiot changed his vote? 8. Is that the way to talk about a man's life? Sits at his place again. 3. Whose life are you talking about? The life of the dead man or the life of the murderer? 7. I want to know who. 3. So do I. 11. Excuse me, this was a secret ballot. 3. No one looked while we did it, but now I want to know. 11. A secret ballot. We agreed on that point, no? If the gentleman wants it to remain a secret. 3. Standing up angrily. What do you mean? There are no secrets in here. I knew who it was. Turns to 5. What's the matter with you? You come in here and you vote guilty and then this. Nods toward 8. Slick preacher starts to tear your heart out with stories about a poor little kid who just couldn't help becoming a murderer. So you change your vote. If that isn't the most sickening. 5 edges away in his chair. Foreman. Now hold it. 7 sits again slowly. 4 to 3. I agree with you that the man is guilty, but let's be fair. 3. Hold it. Be fair? That's just what I'm saying. We're trying to put a guilty man into the chair where he belongs, and all of a sudden we're paying attention to fairy tales. Page 28. 5. Now, just a minute. 3. Bending toward 5, wagging a finger at him. Now, you listen to me. Foreman rapping on the table. Let's try to keep this organized, gentlemen. 4. It isn't organized, but let's try to be civilized. 11. Please, I would like to say something here. I have always thought that a man was entitled to have unpopular opinions in this country. This is the reason I came here. I wanted to have the right to disagree. 3. Do you disagree with us? 11. Usually, I would. In this one case, I agree with you. But the point I wish to make is that in my own country, I am ashamed to say, 10. Oh, now, what do we have to listen to? The whole history of your country? 3 sits again in disgust. 4. It's always wise to bear in mind what has happened in other countries when people aren't allowed to disagree. But we are, so let's stick to the subject. 7. Yeah, let's stick to the subject. To 5. I want to ask you, what made you change your vote? 3. I want to know, too. You haven't told us yet. 5. Why do you think I did change my vote? 7. Because I do. Now get on with it. 9. Quietly. There's nothing for him to tell you. He didn't change his vote. I did. All look at 9. 5 to 3. I was going to tell you, but you were so sure of yourself. 3. Sorry. To 9. Okay, now. 9. Maybe you'd like to know why. 3. Not giving him a chance. Let me tell you why that kid's a... Foreman. The man wants to talk. 3. Subsides. 9. To Foreman. Thank you. He points at 8. This gentleman chose not to stand alone against us. That's his right. It takes a great deal of courage to stand alone, even if you believe in something very strongly. He left the verdict up to us. Page 29. He gambled for support, and I gave it to him. I want to hear more. The vote is 10 to 2. Jurors 2 and 4 get up at about the same instant and walk to the water cooler as 10 speaks. 10. That's fine. If the speech is over, let's go on. Foreman gets up, goes to the door left, pulls tag knife from the wall, and then knocks on the door. The door is opened by the guard. The foreman hands the guard the tagged switch knife. The guard goes out, and the foreman takes the other switch knife, closes it, and puts it in the middle of the table. He sits again. The other jurors talk on, in pantomime, as 2 and 4 stand by the water cooler. 4 filling the cup. If there was anything in the kid's favor, I'd vote not guilty. 2. I don't see what it is. 4. Handing cup to 2, then drawing drink for himself. Neither do I. They're clutching at straws. 2. As guilty as they get. That's the kid, I suppose. 4. It's that one juror that's holding out. But he'll come around. He's got to. And fundamentally, he's a very reasonable man. 2. I guess so. 4. They haven't come up with one real fact yet to back up a not guilty verdict. 2. It's hard, you know. 4. Yes, it is. And what does guilty beyond a reasonable doubt mean, really mean? 2. What's a reasonable doubt? 4. Exactly. When a life is at stake, what is a reasonable doubt? You've got to have law and order. You've got to draw the line somewhere. If you don't, everyone would start knifing people. 2. Not much doubt here. 4. Two men think so. I wonder why. I really wonder why. Page 30. 2. You do hear stories about innocent men who have gone to jail, or death sometimes, then years later things turn up. 4. And then the other hand, some killers get turned loose and they go and do it again. They squeeze out on some technicality and kill again. He throws his cup into wastebasket, walks back and sits. We then hear 3 say to 5, 3, look, buddy, now that we've kind of cooled off, why, I was a little excited a minute ago. Well, you know how it is. I didn't mean to get nasty. Nothing personal. 2 trails back to his place and sits again. 5, after staring at 3 for a moment. Okay. 7 to 8. Look, supposing you answer me this. If the kid didn't kill him, who did? 8. As far as I know, we're supposed to decide whether or not the boy on trial is guilty. We are not concerned with anyone else's motives here. 7. I suppose, but who else had a motive? 8. The kid's father was along in years. Maybe an old grudge. 9. Remember, it is guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. This is an important thing to remember. 3 to 10. Everyone's a lawyer. To 9. Supposing you explain to us what your reasonable doubts are. 9. Well, this is not easy. So far, it's only a feeling I have. A feeling. Perhaps you don't understand. 3. Abruptly. No, I don't. 10. A feeling. What are we going to do? Spend the night talking about your feelings? What about the facts? 3. You said a mouthful. To 9. Look, the old man heard the kid yell, I'm going to kill you. A second later, he heard the father's body falling, and he saw the boy running out of the house 15 seconds after that. 7. Where's the reasonable doubt in that? 12. That's right. And let's not forget the woman across the street. She looked into the open window and saw the boy stab his father. She saw it. Page 31. 3. Now, if that's not enough for you, 8. Quietly firm. It's not enough for me. 4. What is enough for you? I'd like to know. 7. How do you like him? It's like talking into a dead phone. 4. The woman saw the killing through the windows of a moving elevated train. The train had 5 cars, and she saw it through the windows of the last 2 cars. She remembers the most insignificant details. 3. Well, what have you got to say about that? 8. I don't know. It doesn't sound right to me. 3. Well, supposing you think about it. To 12. Lend me your pencil. 12 hands him a pencil. Let's play some tic-tac-toe. Draws an X on a piece of paper, then hands pencil and paper to 12. We might as well pass the time. 8. This isn't a game. He rises and snatches paper away. 3 jumps up. 3. Now wait a minute. 8. This is a man's life. 3. Angrily. Who do you think you are? 7. Rising. All right, let's take it easy. 8. Sits again. 3. I've got a good mind to walk around this table and belt him one. Foreman. Now please, I don't want any fights in here. 3. Did you see him? The nerve, the absolute nerve. 10. All right, forget it. It don't mean anything. 6. How about sitting down? 3. This isn't a game. Who does he think he is? Six and ten urge three back into his seat. Seven sits again, and all are seated once more. Four, when quiet is restored. Weren't we talking about elevated trains? Eight. Yes, we were. Four. So? Eight. All right. How long does it take an elevated train going at top speed to pass a given point? Page 32. 4. What has that got to do with anything? 8. How long would it take? Guess. 4. I wouldn't have the slightest idea. 7. Neither would I. 9. I don't think they mentioned it. 8 to 5. What do you think? 5. About 10 or 12 seconds, maybe. 8. I'd say that was a fair guess. He looks about. Anyone else? 11. I would think about 10 seconds, perhaps. 2. Reflectively. About 10 seconds, yeah. 4. All right, we're agreed. 10 seconds. 8. What are you getting at? 8. This. An L train passes a given point in 10 seconds. That given point is the window of the room in which the killing took place. You can almost reach out of the window of that room and touch the L, right? Foreman, that's right, I tried it. 4. So? 8. All right, now let me ask you this. Did anyone here ever live right next to the L tracks? 5. I've lived close to them. 8. They make a lot of noise, don't they? 5 nods. I've lived right by the L tracks. When your window is open and the train goes by, the noise is almost unbearable. You can't hear yourself think. 10, impatiently. Okay, you can't hear yourself think. Get to the point. 8. The old man who lived downstairs heard the boy say... 3, interrupting. He didn't say it. He screamed it. 8. The old man heard the boy scream, "I'm going to kill you." And 1 second later, he heard a body fall. Slight pause. 1 second. That's the testimony, right? 2. Right? Page 33. 8. The woman across the street looked through the windows of the last two cars of the L and saw the body fall, right? 4. Right. 12. So? 8. Slowly. The last two cars. Slight pause, then repeats. The last two cars. 10. What are you giving us here? 8. An L train takes 10 seconds to pass a given point, or 2 seconds per car. That L had been going by the old man's window for at least 6 seconds, and maybe more, before the body fell, according to the woman. The old man would have had to hear the boy say, "I'm going to kill you," while the front of the L was roaring past his nose. It's not possible that he could have heard it. 3. What do you mean? Sure he could have heard it. 8. With an L train going by? 3. He said the boy yelled it out. 8. An L train makes a lot of noise. 3. It's enough for me. 4. It's enough for me, too. 9. I don't think he could have heard it. 2. Maybe the old man didn't hear it. I mean, with the L noise. 3. What are you people talking about? Are you calling the old man a liar? 8. Shaking his head. Something doesn't fit. 5. Well, it stands to reason. 3. You're crazy. Why would he lie? What's he got to gain? 9. Attention. Maybe. 3. You keep coming up with these bright sayings. Why don't you send one into the newspaper? They pay $2. 8. Hard to 3. What does that have to do with a man's life? Then to 9. Why might the old man have lied? You have a right to be heard. Page 34. 9, after a moment's hesitation. It's just that I looked at him for a very long time. The seam of his jacket was split under his arm. Did you notice that? He was a very old man with a torn jacket, and he carried 2 canes. He gets up, moves right, and leans against the wall. I think I know him better than anyone here. This is a quiet, frightened, insignificant man who has been nothing all his life, who has never had any recognition. His name in the newspapers. Nobody knows him after 75 years. This is a very sad thing. A man like this needs to be recognized, to be questioned, and listened to, and quoted just once. This is very important. 12. Are you trying to tell us he lied about a thing like this just so he could be important? 9. No, he wouldn't really lie, but perhaps he'd make himself believe that he heard those words and recognized the boy's face. 3. Well, loud and brassy, that's the most fantastic story I've ever heard. How can you make up a thing like that? 9. Doggedly, I'm not making it up. 3. You must be making it up. People don't lie about things like that. 9. He made himself believe he told the truth. 3. What do you know about it? 9. Low but firm. I speak from experience. 7. What? 9. I am the same man. 4. I think we all understand now. Thank you. 9 moves slowly back to the table and sits. 3. As 9 sits. If you want to admit you're a liar, it's all right by me. 8. Now, this is too much. 3. He's a liar. He just told us so. 8. He did not say he was a liar. He was explaining. 3 to 9. Didn't you admit that you're a liar? 8 to 3. Please. He was explaining the circumstances so that we could understand why the old man might have lied. There is a difference. 3. A liar is a liar. That's all there is to it. Page 35. 8. Right. Please. Have some compassion. Foreman. Gentlemen, please. We have our job and our duty here. 4. I think we've covered it. 8. I hope we have. Foreman to 8. All right. Is there anything else? 2 holds up a box of cough drops and speaks to Foreman. 2. Cough drop? Foreman waving it aside. No, thank you. 2. Hesitantly. Anybody want cough drop? Offers the box around. Foreman sharply. Come on, let's get on with it. 8. I'll take one. 2 hands him the box. Thank you. Takes one and returns the box. Now, there's something else I'd like to point out here. I think we proved that the old man couldn't have heard the boy say, I'm going to kill you. 3. Well, I disagree. 4 to 3. Let's hear him through, anyway. 8. But supposing the old man really did hear the boy say, I'm going to kill you. This phrase, how many times has each of you used it? Probably hundreds. If you do that once more, Junior, I'm going to murder you. Come on, Rocky, kill him. We say it every day. This doesn't mean that we're really going to kill someone. 4. Don't the circumstances alter that somewhat? 12. The old man was murdered. 3. One thing more. The phrase was, I'm going to kill you. And the kid screamed it out at the top of his lungs. 4. That's the way I understand it. 3. Now, don't try and tell me he didn't mean it. Anybody says a thing like that, the way he said it, they mean it. 10. And how they mean it. 8. Well, let me ask you this. Do you really think the boy would shout out a thing like that so the whole neighborhood would hear it? I don't think so. He's much too bright for that. Page 36. 10. Exploding. Bright! He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English. 11. Slowly. He doesn't even speak good English. 4. The boy is clever enough. 4's lines is spoken as 10 rises and glowers at 11. There is a momentary pause. 10 sits again as 5 gets up and looks around. He's nervous. 5. I'd like to change my vote to not guilty. 3 slams his fist into his hand, then walks to the window and does it again. Foreman, are you sure? 5. Yes, I'm sure. Foreman, the vote is 9-3 in favor of guilty. 4-5. I'd like to know why you've changed your vote. 5. I think there's a doubt. 3.
What happened?
Turning abruptly from the window, snarling, "Where? What is the doubt?" 5. "There's the knife." 7. Slamming his hand down on the table. "Oh, fine." 10. "He," motioning at 8, "he talked you into believing a fairy tale." 4 to 5. "Go on, give us the reasons." 5. "The old man, too. Maybe he didn't lie, but then just maybe he did. Maybe the old man doesn't like the kid." 7. "Well, if that isn't the end." 5. "I believe that there is reasonable doubt." He sits again. 7. "What are you basing it on? Stories that this guy," indicates 8, "made up? He ought to write for Amazing Detective Monthly. He'd make a fortune. Listen, the kid had a lawyer, didn't he? Why didn't his lawyer bring up all these points?" 5. "Lawyers can't think of everything." 7. "Oh, brother," to 8. "You sit in here and pull stories out of thin air. Now we're supposed to believe that the old man didn't get out of bed, run to the door, and see the kid beat it downstairs 15 seconds after the killing." Page 37. 4. "That's the testimony, I believe." 7. "And the old man swore to this." "Yes, he swore to this only so he could be important." He looks over at 9. 5. "Did the old man say he ran to the door?" 7. "Ran, walked, what's the difference? He got there." 5. "I don't remember what he said, but I don't see how he could run." 4. "He said he went." "I remember it now. He went from his bedroom to the front door. That's enough, isn't it?" 8. "Where was his bedroom again?" 10. Disinterested. "Oh, down the hall somewhere." 8. Mad. "Down the hall? Are we to send a man off to die because it's down the hall somewhere?" 10. "I thought you remembered everything. Don't you remember that?" 8. "No, I don't." 9. "I don't remember either." 8. "Mr. Foreman, I'd like to take a look at the diagram of the apartment." 7. "Why don't we have them run the trial over, just so you can get everything straight?" 8. "The bedroom is down the hall somewhere. Do you know? Do you know exactly where it is? Please, a man's life is at stake. Do you know?" 7. "Well, 8. "Mr. Foreman." Foreman rising. "I heard you." Goes to the door left and knocks on the door. During the ensuing dialogue, the guard opens the door left. The foreman whispers to him. The guard nods and then closes the door. 3. Stepping away from the window, moving a few steps to get toward right, toward 8. "All right, what's this one for? How come you're the only one in the room who wants to see exhibits all the time?" 5. "I want to see this one, too." Page 38. 9. "So do I." 3. "And I want to stop wasting time." 4. "Are we going to start wading through all that nonsense about where the body was found?" 8. "We're not. We're going to find out how a man who's had 2 strokes in the past 3 years and who walks with a pair of canes could get to his front door in 15 seconds. 3. "He said 20 seconds. 2. "He said 15. 3. "How does he know how long 15 seconds is? You can't judge that kind of thing. 9. "He said 15. He was very positive about it." 3. Angrily. "He's an old man. You saw that. Half the time he was confused. How could he be positive about anything?" He looks around sheepishly, unable to cover his blunder. "Well, you know." 8. "No, I don't know. Maybe you know." The door left opens, and the guard walks in carrying a large pen and ink diagram of the apartment done on heavy drawing board stock. It is a railroad flat. A bedroom faces the L tracks. Behind it, a series of rooms off a long hall. In the front bedroom, there is a mark where the body was found. At the back of the apartment, we see the entrance into the apartment hall from the building hall. We see a flight of stairs in the building hall. The diagram is clearly labeled, and included in the information on it are the various dimensions of the various rooms. The guard gives the diagram to the foreman, who has remained by the door left. Guard, is this what you wanted? Foreman. That's right, thank you. Guard. Sure, that's my job. Nods and goes out left, closing and locking the door as he goes. Eight rises and starts toward Foreman. Foreman. You want this? Page 39. Eight. Yes, please. Foreman nods. Eight takes the diagram and crosses upper right. He takes chair from upper right corner and brings it right center, half facing the table. He sets diagram up on chair so that all can see it. Eight looks it over. Several jurors get up to see it better. Foreman comes over to look. 3, 10, and 7, however, barely bother to look at it. 3 sits abruptly again at the table. 7 to 10. Do me a favor, slumps in his chair. Wake me up when this is over. 10. I looked at that diagram for 2 hours. Enough is enough. 4. Some of us are interested. Go ahead. 8. All right. This is the apartment in which the killing took place. The old man's apartment is directly beneath it, and exactly the same. Pointing. Here are the L tracks. The bedroom, another bedroom, living room, bathroom, kitchen. And this is the hall. Here's the front door to the apartment, and here are the steps. Points to front bedroom and then to the front door. Now, the old man was in bed in this room. He says he got up, went out into the hall, down the hall to the front door, and opened it and looked out just in time to see the boy racing down the stairs. Am I right? 4. That's the story. 7. That's what happened. 8. 15 seconds after he heard the body fall. 11. Correct. Foreman and other jurors who have come over to look at the diagram now drift back to the table and sit again. 8. Still by the diagram at right center. His bed was at the window, looking closer. It's 12 feet from his bed to the bedroom door. The length of the hall is 43 feet, 6 inches. He had to get out of bed, get his canes, walk 12 feet, open the bedroom door, walk 43 feet, and open the front door. All in 15 seconds? Do you think this is possible? 10. Well, you know it's possible. 4. I don't see why not. 3. He would have been in a hurry. He did hear the scream. Page 40. 11. He can only walk very slowly. They had to help him into the witness chair. 3. You make it sound like a long walk. It's not. 8 goes down left and takes 2 chairs. He crosses down right near the water cooler and puts them together to indicate a bed. 9. For an old man who uses canes, it's a long walk. 3 to 8. What are you doing? 8. I want to try this thing. Let's see how long it took him. I'm going to pace off 12 feet, the length of the bedroom. He begins to do so, pacing from down right across stage to down center. 3. You're crazy. You can't recreate a thing like that. 11. Perhaps if we could see it. This is an important point. 3. Angrily. It's a ridiculous waste of time. 6. Let him do it. 4. I can't see any harm in it. Foolish, but go ahead. 8. Hand me a chair, please. 9 pushes chair from the right end of the table to 8 and then sits again. All right. Places chair at a point he has paced off. This is the bedroom door. How far would you say it is from here to the door of this room? 6, as all look. I'd say it was 20 feet. Several jurors, excluding 3, 7, and 10, rise and stand near their places, watching. 2. Just about. 8. 20 feet is close enough. All right. From here to the door and back is about 40 feet. It's shorter than the length of the hall the old man had to move through. Wouldn't you say that? 9. A few feet, maybe. 10. Look, this is absolutely insane. What makes you think you can do this? Foreman. We can't stop him. 8. Do you mind if I try it? According to you, it'll only take 15 seconds. We can spare that. Walks over to 2 chairs and lies down on them. Who's got a watch with a second hand? Page 41. 2. I have... indicates wristwatch. 8. When you want me to start, stamp your foot. That'll be the body falling. 2. We'll time you from there. 8. Lying down on 2 chairs. Let's say he keeps his canes right at his bedside, right? 4. Right. Okay, I'm ready, says 8. 2. Explaining. I'm waiting for the hand to get to 60. All watch carefully. Then 2 stamps his foot loudly. 8 begins to get up. Slowly he swings his legs over the edge of the chairs, reaches for imaginary canes, and struggles to his feet. 2 stares at his watch. 8 walks as a crippled old man would walk now. He goes toward the chair which is serving as the bedroom door. He gets to it and pretends to open it. 10 shouting, "Speed it up! He walked twice as fast as that." 8, not having stopped for this outburst, begins to walk simulated 40-foot hallway to the door left and back to the chair. 11. This is, I think, even more quickly than the old man walked in the courtroom. 3. No, it isn't. 8. If you think I should go faster, I will. 4. Speed it up a little. 8 speeds up his pace slightly. He reaches door left and turns now, heading back, hobbling as an old man would hobble, bent over his imaginary canes. All watch him intensely. He hobbles back to chair, which also serves as front door. He stops there and pretends to unlock the door. Then he pretends to push it open. 8, loudly, "Stop!" 2, eyes glued to his watch. "Right." 8, "What's the time?" 2, 15, 20, 30, 35, 39 seconds exactly. Moves toward 8. Other jurors now move in toward 8 also. 3. That can't be. 11. 39 seconds.